Apollo 15 Houston, recommendation right now is to stop the
ETS,
tunnel vent, and then we will sit and monitor the CM-LEM Delta P for a short while to see what happens to it. After that, we're still considering opening up the tunnel to check the seal. Over.
Okay, we're in LEM CM Delta P right now, and it's reading about 3.1.
Copy, 3.1.
This is Apollo Control. We're going to continue watching the pressure in the tunnel between the LEM and the CSM for a pressure rise. The pressure has not dropped as we would expect, and this implies that perhaps there is some leakage into the tunnel. Since the LEM cabin appears to be stable, we suspect that if there is leakage, it would be coming from the command module side. If this is the case, the thing we would suspect is some bit of contamination in the CSM hatch. We're going to continue to watch the pressure in the tunnel, see what happens, and if necessary, we'll remove the hatch on the CSM side, inspect it for any contamination, reseal it, double-check the integrity, and then try to vent the tunnel again. There hasn't been any resolution as to just what effect this will have on the LEM jettison. The flight dynamics officer has asked the flight director if he wanted to delay LEM jettison for one revolution, and we haven't gotten a decision on that at the present time. So we're standing by and watching, and we'll see how the pressure check goes on the LEM tunnel, and if it becomes necessary to remove the hatch, we probably will have to delay jettison for one rev.
And 15, if one of you has a chance, would you put X-ray to standby, please?
Roger, X-ray standby.
Thank you.